أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 23 and 24 of Surah Al-Kahf. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed the number of people with regards to the Ashab-e Kahf, and in that ayah we learned the very important lesson. There are many aspects of deen that does not interfere with our iman, the knowledge of which will not increase, and the ignorance of which will not decrease the quality of our iman. In those matters where there's no certainty, then we should not go into unnecessary arguments. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes back to the very first discussion that we had with regards to the revelation of Surah Al-Kahf. And it was that the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, became a little bit anxious with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, that this Islam was beginning to spread, and they wanted to know the truth about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had in the back of their minds the knowledge that the people of Medina, especially the Yahud, would have knowledge about Nubuwat. So they sent a delegation, Nadr bin Harith and Uqba ibn Abi Muhit, to them to find out what are the signs of Nubuwat. So they gave those three signs that we've discussed. One is, ask him what is the ruh, and that answer will be ambiguous. It will not be in detail. The second is, ask him about the people of the cave, about which we have been discussing. And the third is about that person that traveled the east and the west of the world, that is Dhulqarnain, that comes later in the surah. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having full yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that these questions were never asked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge was never divulged to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he had full yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal something, and in anticipation of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam coming with some revelation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will inform you about these three matters tomorrow. However, at that particular time, and this is the lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to teach the ummah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the words of insha'Allah. In other words, I would tell you about it tomorrow, insha'Allah. But somehow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not said insha'Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses this aspect. From the aspect of imaniyat that we have been discussing all the time, this is one important thing that we should remember, that there is absolutely nothing in our hands. There is nothing, there is no power that we have to do anything. We do not even have any control over our lives, that we will live tomorrow. And this is this lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving, that even if we live tomorrow, whether we will be able to carry out a deed or not, all of it is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence Allah ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ, that do not ever say anything regarding any aspect, inni fa'ilun dhalika ghada, that I will do it tomorrow, illa ayyasha Allah, but attach the words insha'Allah, that is, if Allah wills, then only I would be able to do. And this we should do with a great degree of conviction, knowing full well that everything is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wadhkur rabbaka idha nasit. Now a person forgot to say insha'Allah, and then he remembered that I did not take Allah Ta'ala's name. Then Allah is saying, then remember your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala idha nasid, when you forget. So you said you are going to do something tomorrow, you forgot to say insha'Allah. Sometimes people remind us by them saying insha'Allah, sometimes we remember ourselves, then say insha'Allah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so wills, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, wa qul asa ay yahdiyani rabbi li aqraba min hadha rashada, and also say that perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my Rabb, will lead me something closer insofar as guidance is concerned than this. Some of the ulama, like here Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah and others, have stated that this is perhaps something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is indicating in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here with the Ashabi Kahf that Allah discusses in the next ayat, that remained sleeping for a period of 300 years, some odd, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guiding something closer, that in the Mubarak life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we found that when the hijrat, remember this is still the Makki period of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the hijrat was going to take place for 3 days. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the Ghare Thawr, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained there, and that was also a very very great and significant occasion in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that besides Ashab Kahf, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the lives of other pious people, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, etc. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.